More than 60,000 people have died in Yemen's civil war since 2015. The United States has supported the Saudi government throughout the war, which over the years raised little opposition in Congress. But the brutal murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi put the spotlight back on the crisis. And on Wednesday, the Senate voted to advance a debate about a resolution demanding an end to U.S. military support for Saudi Arabia's involvement in Yemen. But on the same day, the House took a different approach, passing a rule that prevents the House from voting on any resolution on Yemen throughout the end of this term. Andrew Desiderio is a congressional reporter for The Daily Beast, and he's going to help us understand. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, okay, can we unpack what happened in the House? I mean, did the House essentially vote to gag themselves?
Essentially, they did so, but till the end of this calendar year. They can bring it up when Democrats retake control in January, but at least for this calendar year, they're not going to be able to take any action procedurally on a similar resolution.
Now, can you give me a little sense of why? I mean, was this some sort of political cover? Like, why would they wait?
Well, I think it's partly Republicans giving the president political cover and giving cover especially to Secretaries Pompeo and Mattis, because those two have come to Capitol Hill many times to urge lawmakers not to take these steps. And I think it's partly a last-minute power play by Republicans. As I mentioned before, Democrats will take over control of the House come January, and this is their last time to really thumb their nose in the face of Democrats while they really can.
Let's talk a little bit about what the Senate did. Is this a symbolic move, or why even do what they did when the House is ensured that it really can't go anywhere?
So the thinking is that this gives them some legislative momentum in a way that if and when House Democrats bring up a similar resolution come January when they have control, Senate Democrats can then force a vote on whatever the House passes via what's called a privileged resolution. A privileged resolution is one of the rare ways in which the minority in either chamber can actually force a vote without the consent of the majority.
What specifically motivated the Senate to bring forward this resolution?
So, you know, if you talk to different senators, you'll get a different answer on that. Obviously, the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi was super important for them and certainly flipped a lot of Republicans to yes on a resolution like this. But you'll talk to other senators and they'll put up photos of the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, photos showing little kids starving to death. There's a major cholera outbreak in the country right now. It truly is a humanitarian disaster. And I talked to Senator Chris Murphy about it yesterday. He's one of the co-sponsors of the resolution. He said what really did it for many of his Democratic colleagues who were on the fence was the bombing of a school bus in August that killed, I believe, 29 kids. So a lot of innocent civilians have been in the crosshairs of this brutal civil war. And I think the bus bombing, and Senator Murphy believes this too, is what did it in for a lot of senators.
How significant is it for Congress to try and check military actions?
It's hugely significant, and it's also very rare. The last time Congress really asserted itself on war powers was in 2001 and 2002 with the authorizations for the use of military force directly after 9/11. But the issue has been, and this has been something expressed by Republicans and Democrats, that both the Bush and the Obama and now, of course, the Trump administration have all really exploited those authorizations for the use of military force and have used them to legally justify other incursions into other countries.
And do you expect the issue to come back up in the new year?
I do. Democrats in the House have stated their intention to act on a similar resolution. And if and when that happens, you can expect Senate Democrats to do what they're doing this time, which is use what's called a privileged resolution, which allows them, as members of the minority, to force a vote on almost anything.
Andrew Desiderio is a congressional reporter for The Daily Beast. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.